In this week's parsha, we read about the mitzvah of Yovel. And in terms of the etymology of the word Yovel, Rashi says that Yovel means shofar. As it says by Har Sinai, Umshocha Yovel Hem Yalu Bahar. When, after Matan Torah, when the shofar sounds, the divine shofar, so people were permitted again to walk on Har Sinai. However, the Ramban disagrees. And Ramban says, Yovel doesn't mean shofar, as Rashi suggests, but rather Yovel means to return. And he cites several pesukim, Yovel Shai Lashem Tzvakos, to bring, to come back. According to the Ramban, the word Yovel means to return to our source. To our mocker. And according to that, we can understand why we blow shofar, that the Yovel begins on Yom Kippur. Because the Yovel year should start as Shemit begins on Rosh Hashanah. This is the seventh in the cycle of the Shemitah, 7 years, and the Yovel year, the next year, or according to Chlok's Tanoim, whether it's the 49th or the 50th year, but it should begin with Rosh Hashanah. Why does Yovel begin on Yom Kippurim? And the Chazal tell us that in the interregnum between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those 10 days, so the slaves that will become free on Yovel, they're not completely free, but the Odin, their master, can't work them. So they don't go completely free, but they're just, so to speak, living it up. Why is Yom Kippur a critical day? But if we understand, according to the Ramban, that Yovel means to return, that the Yovel returns everything to what it was, namely, the steachuza, the fields go back to their initial owners, the slaves go free, as is inscribed on the Liberty Bell, Poskim, this week's Pasha, who cross from Dror Ba'aretz. You should declare liberty throughout the land, L'chol Yoshveha, to all and all to the inhabitants thereof. The idea of Yovel is return, to return. And that, of course, is the theme of Yom Kippurim. The opportunity to do tshuva, as the word tshuva itself means, to return to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to go back to our source. And therefore, the shofar of Yovel is blown on Yom Kippurim, and it's on Yom Kippur of that year, of the Yovel year, that the slaves go free, the properties, the steachuza return to their original owners, and we have an opportunity to start again fresh.